This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Heaven is in my heart. Oh, heaven is in my heart.
Oh, heaven is in my heart. Oh, heaven is in my heart.
Everybody sing.
Oh, heaven is in my heart.
Kingdom of our Lord is here.
Heaven is in my heart.
The presence of His Majesty.
Heaven is in my heart.
Come on and sing along.
Oh, 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 heaven is in my heart.
Do you believe it?
Oh, 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 heaven is in my heart.
In His presence joy abounds.
Heaven is in my heart.
Light of holiness around.
Heaven is in my heart.
I like to sing.
Oh, 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 heaven is in my heart.
Do you believe it?
Oh, 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 heaven is in my heart.
We are a temple of the Lord.
Heaven is in my heart.
We worship Him in one accord.
Heaven is in my heart.
Cast one day, as he was left alone to die, he began to pray. The Holy Ghost fell on him, the Spirit he came down. Well, he began to write about the things he saw. The Revelator's name was John. John the Revelator, he saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator. And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice saying, come up higher. It was John. John the Revelator. He wrote about the city of God. While in the spirit praying, John turned around to see if the voice he had heard was what it seemed to be. Just like the many waters, a great trumpet sound. Well, he said, I am the first and last. The Revelator wrote it down.
Talking about John.
John the Revelator, he saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator. And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice saying, come up high. It was John. John the Revelator. Wrote about the city of God.
I said it was John.
John the Revelator. He saw Jerusalem coming down.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. It's very interesting. When you wake up in the morning, before the end of that day, you're thinking 2-3 days ahead. But is that how God works? God liberated the children of Israel from slavery. and created a path through the sea. He gave them a cloud to follow in the day and a fire to see at night. And then he gave them food. Each morning the manna came without fail. Each evening the quails appeared. Trust me, is what he said. Trust me and I will give you what you need. The people were told to take just enough for one day. Are you able to do that? Take just enough for one day. Enough faith for one day. Enough hope for one day. Enough strength for one day. Each day will take care of itself. Their needs will be met, he told them, one day at a time. God is telling you, he is your father. He would meet your need for each day. Don't run ahead of him. Take your time and live your life one day at a time. God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabill.
Dear listener, please relax as we bring to you the concluding part of the discussion on the topic, cervical cancer.
Yeah, welcome to A Healthy You. Today we are glad to come your way once again to come and do discussions on a topic that we know you are very much interested in, that is cervical cancer. And to do this discussion, we have Dr. Dorothea Adofu-Kisi, who is a medical officer, and then Dr. Kojo Frimpong, a medical doctor as well. Lady and gentlemen, you are welcome.
Thank you very much.
Doctor, you have... What research or clinical trials information are available for cervical cancer patients? You talked about the vaccination for young adults and even adolescents, but what about if there's any other information for sufferers with regards to maybe clinical trials that are in the system?
No, what we have, the vaccine that we have, there are even two forms. One is quadrivalent, what is it, Gardasil. That is the one in the market now for both males and females. Mm-hmm. There's another one called bivalent one that is for only females. Yeah, but the one, the quadrivalent one, is even good for to prevent anal cancers and vagina or genital warts as well.
Okay.
So these are ongoing clinical trials, and is proven to be very effective.
And this one is to prevent it. It's not when you have the disease already.
Yes.
Okay. So does it mean that if someone doesn't have the disease but it's an adult, the person can opt for that vaccination?
For now, there is even a new that you can get it even within 3 years of sexual intercourse.
Oh, okay.
Within 3 years of being sexually active, you can even get it.
Get the vaccination.
Get the vaccine. But we prefer...
when you don't...
Now we are talking about it, people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to get it before you are sexually active. And if you are sexually active today, you've had it for whatever number of years, you still have the chance to go for the screening. Screening has become the standard now for everybody, because I don't think everybody can get the vaccine. But after the screening is there, go to the clinic, see your gynecologist. They have everything. The government and WHO, they've spent a lot of money. And I don't think they even charge. I think it's free if you go to the government hospitals and clinics. They will do it for you. And even if they are supposed to charge you, it will be
minimal
fee. Okay. It will save you.
Okay. So, what can be done to help those who are already suffering from cervical cancer, Dr. Kisi?
Yes, apart from the medical care, they really need a psychological support, both at home and when they go to the hospital, because oncology has is a special department on its own. They take care of the cases. They use radiation therapy. They use drugs, that's chemotherapy, and then they use some surgery, yes, because they have the protocols and they know after examination and all the diagnosis, everything, diagnosis, and then after informing you about the kind of management they have to offer you. I think this one is not like you have to choose, and then they follow the management. They have to inform you about what is appropriate for you, and then the things you are supposed to expect when they start the management, because you don't want to start losing something and then you say that it is the drug. It is a drug, but with time we are going to improve, and that one will save your life. Yes, so psychosocial support is very important. And then even after getting the disease, the cancer, you have to stop all the more if one developed it from this frequent coitus with multiple partners. All those things have to cease, and then you continue with your therapy. In and out, OPD. If you need admission, you'll be admitted.
Dr. Frimpon, your last words. Our time is up.
She rightly said, once you get it, it will be defined what stage in which you are. And the doctors are going to decide what management or what treatment modality is good for you. And like she said, you need the family support. For example, if it is in the advanced stages, you need the support from your family, your community, your church members, wherever we can get the support for you to accept, so that you don't get into the denial stage. And I think that is because even depression, stress, those one can even suppress your immune system so greatly. There are other people, when they get it, they can even live longer. Others are not so successful, are not so lucky, because they have no support.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dorothea and Dr. Kojo Frimpon. Thank you so much for coming. I wish we had more time to chat and chat on. Our listener, I believe you have benefited a lot from this discussion. We talked about cervical cancer. And please advise yourself. Stick to your partner. Stick to your spouse. And those engaged in commercial sex activity, please, it will not help you. Pray God will help you, guide you to have the right vocation so that you would work, get money, and not suffer any health problems. Once again, thank you for tuning in. My name is Belle Dollar Bill. And before I leave, remember, stay focused on God. Let your mind be on His word all the time, because As the saying goes, mens sana in corpore sano, a sound mind in a sound body. See you next week, same time. Bye-bye.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good. It was good for Paul and Silas. I'm telling you, it was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me.
Take a salt to heaven. It will take. watching for you and for
welcome to Moment of Truth. I am Stephen Alfana. In this moment, I would like to share a wonderful truth from the Word of God about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want us to read a message in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." And in this presentation, you'll be able to understand how much we have a living Savior, a Savior who really cares for us. I want us to ask ourselves, does He really care in the midst of trials and temptation, in the midst of a world of lost of hope? Does Jesus care for my soul? Does He care for you? Does He care in the midst of fear, in the midst of trouble? And in the end, we are going to have a very glimpse of whom Jesus is and where Jesus is. And the fact that shows that He cares for us. Is Jesus a God of indifference? One who takes notes of me, or is He too distant away, too busy and important to consider someone like me? At the end, we'll get to know whether Jesus is too busy to consider someone like us. And in Psalm 142, verse 1 to 4 says, "I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before Him. I declare before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then You knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare before me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has filled me. No one cares for my soul." This is the psalm of David. David found himself in a situation where there seems to be no hope. This psalm was his cry, and this psalm was his question, that no one cares for him. And beloved, I would like to assure you this time that Jesus cares for you. No matter your circumstances, no matter your challenges, He cares for you. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, as we have already read, it says, "Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." Once the apostle questioned our Lord's care, in Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 38, they asked Him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" When the disciples were on the sea, there seems to be a strong wind, and they found themselves sinking. At that moment, Jesus was far and far asleep. They did all they could. Their effort was useless. And Peter looked on and went to tap on the lap of Jesus and asked Him this question, "Master, do you not care that we are perishing? Master, do you not care?" And when Jesus stood up, He spoke, and the winds of the sea obeyed His voice. In times of trouble, in situations where there seems to be no hope, call upon Him as Peter did. The Savior was with them, but they rely on their effort. The Savior was with them right inside the boat, but they relied on their effort. But Peter made the initiative to consult the Lord. When everybody has rejected you, you see that there is no hope. Beloved, I want to assure you that there is someone, a Savior, Jesus Christ, who because of you, He came to die. He left His holy and holy place of heaven to come to lay down His life for you. He is closer than you can think. He is closer than even the dress that you wear. He cares for you, and He will do everything possible to save you. In Luke chapter 12, verse 22 to 34, this is also an illustration in the Bible that shows that Jesus notices all things, both great and small. No matter your challenges, no matter your problems, He is ready to come to your aid. He knows you more than you can ever imagine. He is always available. Nothing is great or small before Him. Jesus is ready to deliver you from every circumstances. "Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." If God is able to provide the needs of the birds of the air, how much more? He said, the hair on our head, he knows the number. Jesus cares for you, and he really shows in his word. Looking at what Jesus has done proves that Jesus cares. And what has he done? In our second series, we are going to have a glimpse of what Jesus has done. That shows that he cares more than we can imagine. In our next series, we are going to have a light and evidence that shows that he cares. He cares. And when we approach him, he is going to lead us. And he's going to give you hope. That hope will give you an assurance of victory. That hope will lead you in the midst of trials and temptations. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and love. We thank you that you have showed us your care and your love. Continue to bless us and give us more insight of thy word. Give us hope. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.